What if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you your future? Make you nervous? I kind of do. I've got a book here that tells the history of relationship between man and God from the beginning of time and how it's going to end and what you're going to face at the end of time and what might happen to you as a result of what you face. At the end of life, we're going to be judged, and so your future and mine will be determined based on what we did with this life that God gave to us. There have been previous days of judgment, though, before the final day of judgment, haven't there? One of those was in 70 AD when God pronounced judgment on the Jewish system, and he tore down the city of Jerusalem. It was destroyed. Speaking of that day when Jesus was warning his people about what was going to happen, he says this in Luke 17:32, remember Lot's wife. That's an odd thing to say, isn't it? Remember Lot's wife. He doesn't offer any reasons for that. He just says, remember it. He's talking about an event that happened 1900 years before. And he's saying, this is important enough that as you think about judgment in your life, you ought to remember Lot's wife. Well, the story of Lot's wife is in Exodus 19. We're not going to read it because of the length of it tonight, and you actually need to start back in chapter 13. If you don't know that story, I'd encourage you to read it, but I'll give you the cliff notes. There were two wicked cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. They were extremely wealthy. They were wicked. They had, according to the chapter 19, they were just filled with sexual perversions. And according to Ezekiel 16, were filled with pride. These don't sound like sins, this. It says they had excess food and prosperous ease. That sounds kind of nice, doesn't it? But they did not aid the poor or the needy, so they kept everything for themselves. They didn't share what they had. Does all that sound familiar? Sexual perversions everywhere, greediness, not sharing with others. It sounds like America today, if you ask me, and most of the world. Well, Sodom and Gomorrah is where Abraham's brother Lot chose to live. He actually chose to live near to it. And then as time went on, he kind of moved up into the city and lived right in town. But because of the evil that was going on there, the Lord decided he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He was going to destroy every person and everything in it. He rained down fire from heaven when he did it. But he sent two angels to visit Lot and his family, so that they could be rescued because Lot was a righteous man. In Genesis 19:15, here's where we learn about Lot's wife. As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city." But he lingered. So the men seized him and his wife, and his two daughters by the hand, and the Lord being merciful to him, they brought him out of the city. They drug him out by his hands. And as they brought him out, one of them said, "Escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away." Why did the angel warn him not to look back? I don't know the answer to that. But I know that's the instructions from the Lord. Don't look back. I mean, we could talk all night about the focus of our future and how we shouldn't look back to bad things in our past and all of that. But the Lord said, don't look back. Verse 26 then tells about Lot's wife, and this is really about all we know about her. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. I feel bad for him. Wouldn't it be hard not to look back? That was her home. The angel said, get out of here to save your life. That is my life. My home is back there. My job is there. My friends are there. And fire begins to rain down from heaven, and she turns around and looks, and she's turned into a statue. Let's make some observations about this, about why we might want to remember Lot's wife. First observation I came up with is when we're surrounded by evil, which it feels like we are, God knows that. He knows the situation you're in, and He has pity on you because of it. He cares. And He may eventually destroy a place that's evil. But he can rescue from you from that destruction if you're faithful to him. In order to be rescued, it's necessary to obey. And that's where Lot's wife failed. God loves us, and he knows we're surrounded by evil. And consequently, we're never alone. We may feel like we're alone, but if we're on God's side, we're never alone. And he's provided us a way to overcome the evil that's around us. In order for us to overcome that evil, we have to be obedient. And if we obey, he will provide salvation in the day of judgment. So what does it mean to remember Lot's wife to us? Don't look back. Jesus calls us to dedicate our lives to him and to destroy the man of evil. The old man of evil is to be put to death in our lives. Don't look back and wish you could be that again. Don't long for the things that we left behind in the past. Don't even wish you could go back. Jesus teaches us not to love our things more than we love him. Things are changing pretty rapidly in the world, aren't they, and in America today? There may come a day when we'll be called on to give up our homes or give up our jobs if we're going to be faithful to the Lord. Don't prioritize your possessions above Jesus. If you lose your house and you gain eternal life, it's a bargain. Wealth ends with this life anyway. When this life is over, our wealth is not ours anymore. And it might go away sooner if the stock market crashes, and that's where your money is. Even if your family deserts the Lord, even if your wife or your husband deserts the Lord, don't desert the Lord. Lot's wife turned around and was punished. Lot apparently didn't even look back to see what happened. He just kept going forward. You have to admire that kind of dedication to something. Don't allow what you would enjoy having right now to take away the promise of eternal life, of joy and peace and love. None of the problems that we face on this earth will be in the next life. None of them, if we make it to heaven. Remember Lot's wife.